Slow Burn Media, Evergreen Podcasts, and Killer Podcast presents Who Killed, a podcast that provides a voice for the voiceless. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Who Killed, the Presser of the Week. I'm your host, Bill Huffman, and this is a Slow Burn Media, Evergreen Podcasts, and Killer Podcast production. This week we have to revisit the case of one Riley Strain, the University of Missouri student that had gone missing on March 8th, 2024. We did do a Presser of the Week last week about this case where we heard from his parents, and his disappearance had led to a very extensive search that unfortunately ended tragically when his body was discovered in the Cumberland River, and then this was 2 weeks after he had gone missing. The initial autopsy had suggested that Strain's death was accidental, with no signs of trauma from weapons. However, as one would do, the Strain family is looking to see if they can get a second private autopsy, and they made this decision because there were some interesting things that weren't found with Riley, such as his pants, boots, wallet, and phone. Now, there was also an absence of water in the lungs, which usually indicates drowning. So, I understand where they come from and why they would want more tests. This autopsy is aimed to provide more detailed answers and is focused on specific aspects that the first autopsy did not cover. I have been a believer that this has been a tragic accident, and this is also what the authorities believe. But I do understand the questions that surround this case. And hopefully, soon we will have somebody who knows a lot about this case on to talk about it. And that will be very soon, hopefully. But again, the police maintain that this death appears to be accidental, and the family awaits further information and the toxicology report, of course, if they are able to, find some things within the toxicology that may point to something different. So they continue to seek answers, and the case remains a good reminder of these situations. I've mentioned on social media that I've experienced this in my life, where a friend and classmate of mine at the Ohio University, apologies to the Ohio State, and he went missing and ended up in the Hocking River. So this happened a few decades ago, and it continues to happen all the time. There are lots of conspiracy theories out there, and I would like to discuss that going forward. So let's listen to the latest press conference. Unfortunately, this one's a depressing one, as they always are, but here it is.
Okay, I've already told everyone why we're here and what's going to happen. I want to start by expressing our police department's very deep sorrow over the finding of Riley today. And we are with his parents. I think they know that, and we'll continue to be with them in the days and weeks ahead in our thoughts and prayers. I want to start this afternoon by introducing Riley's father, Ryan Gilbert.
Thank you all for being here. And those of you that help us keep Riley's face in front of the cameras, you've helped us get some closure here and let us take our boy home. I got a lot of people to thank, and I'm sure I'll forget somebody. You won't be forgotten. I'll remember you. The whole family will remember you. But I want to first thank the NMPD for their efforts. They've had a lot of sleepless nights on this case as well. Can't give them enough thanks. Really appreciate the work they've done. The United Cajun Navy has come in to assist them. They've done a lot of work on the water and land for us. Came in and gave structure to this investigation on our side of it and helped keep things lined out. Dave Flagg here with the United Cajun Navy. They've been a great asset to us. The individuals in the area that have come in contact with us that have helped us with numerous things, gathering supplies and taking care of stuff like that, putting up flyers and whatnot. The Ward family, for all their work, they put up a ton of flyers around town. They've been making phone calls. They've been assisting us in any way they can. All the people that have donated items to them that they've got to us throughout this whole ordeal. All the people back home in our own personal lives that have been there to support us and our family at home as well. Thank you for keeping us in your thoughts and prayers. We can't say enough to all of you. Thank you. Oh, I wanted to mention also Gary and or Skip. Skip Butler come in with the airboats. We've been on the water for a few days with those guys. They've been great to work with us. We can't thank them any more. It's just unbelievable what they've done for us.
Most of you are familiar with seeing my face by now. I'm sure we're all ready for it to be over with. It's been an emotional roller coaster. We're quite thankful for everything that you've done for our family. The grace that you've given us, it means a lot, more than you'll ever know. We have learned through this ordeal that everybody has brought all the good to us. We've had a little bad. You're going to have that. But it has given us faith in people that sometimes gets clouded by what we're constantly hearing. We're extremely thankful for all the volunteers that have shown up, given us their time, their effort, their energy, very little sleep they've gone on. Our family, we can't thank our family enough for all the support that they've provided us, for all the, you know, time spent, the love, the energy. Our friends that we consider family that aren't able to be here but have been at home caring to everything that we can't take care of, thank you. To the people of Nashville, I can't thank you enough for the support, the love, the encouragement that you've shown myself and my wife and Ryan and Millie. You don't understand how much that meant to us in some of our darkest hours. The hugs, the prayers, the offers. I can't say it enough. Thank you. To the Nashville Police Department, we know this hasn't been easy. We've tried to handle it with as much grace and poise as we can. It's hard. It's never quick enough when it's your family member. Like I told everybody numerous times, if he was two blocks away from us and they were walking him to us, it wasn't quick enough. We want him 2 inches in front of us. So thank you for everything that you've done for us. It's greatly appreciated. Thank you.
I just want to reiterate how thankful we are for everyone and how much we appreciate everyone's support and love and prayers, because we feel them. We have felt every one of them, every single one. I just ask that you mamas out there, hug your babies tight tonight, please. Please, for me, just hug your babies tight tonight. And again, thank you. Thank you for sharing our story.
Yeah, I'm not going to take a lot of time. Most of what I would say would just to be to echo what's already been said. outside of that, I would like to extend my thanks to the media community here and the national media community, who far by large has been very gracious and very respectful of the situation. It's something that has not frequently been encountered in these situations in my experience. As far as the Cajun Navy goes, since this is going to be a more or less a short interlude, if there is any interest in it, we would be happy to hold another meeting with the press, and it will likely be tomorrow sometime. Best place would probably be the public park where we first met, and you can let me know afterwards if there's interest in that. We'd be happy to help you. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Who Killed the Presser of the Week. Again, this was a tragic accident, as we think at this point, but you never know in this crazy world that we live in. And again, we will probably revisit this topic coming up soon. So, as you know, I drop new episodes of Who Killed every Friday. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can do so at BillHuffman3. You can also check me out wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I also have another show called My Passion Case, where I talk to a lot of the true crime people that are in the shows, I should say, about the cases that they're most passionate about. And you can find those wherever you get your podcasts. So, again, thanks so much for listening. As always, until next time, be healthy and stay safe.
On the morning of August 1st, 1966, shots ring out from the observation deck of the clock tower on the University of Texas campus. It marks the infamous beginning of the modern era of mass shootings in America.
You're listening to Stop the Killing podcast. Join us as we take you behind the crime scene tape to explain global mass shootings and mass attacks. I'm Sarah Ferris, but more importantly, this is Catherine Schweit, the former head of the FBI's active shooter program.
I spent 5 years as the FBI's top executive looking for answers to the mass shooting crisis. I've been at the shooting scenes. I've traced heroic acts of bravery, and I've sat silently and listened to the heart-wrenching stories from survivors.
Amongst this horror, there is hope. We all hold the key to stop the killing. You just need to know how to unlock the door. Download Stop the Killing and be part of the solution. Search Stop the Killing on Apple, Spotify, and all the usual suspects.
Hello, this is Dr. Grande, the host of True Crime Psychology and Personality. On my podcast, I explore and explain the pathology behind some of the most horrendous crimes and those who commit them. We discuss topics like narcissism, psychopathy, sociopathy, and antisocial personality disorder from a scientifically informed perspective. What is a narcissist? How do you spot a sociopath? What signs can you look for to protect yourself from these dangerous personalities? It's not just about the stories, but also the science and psychology behind them. So if you're interested in true crime or mental health, I'd encourage you to give my show a listen wherever you get podcasts.